Flying cars have gone from imaginary.
Meet George Jetson. His boy Elroy.
To real. Some look like aircraft, others are more like cars, and some are more elementary with a chair and rotor blades. Greater Dayton is hoping to cash in, but before users can get up to speed, they have to train in simulators. That's what's going on at the Springfield-Beckley Municipal Airport right now. Airport manager Seth Timmerman is excited about the possibilities.
So Joby will be here, Beta will be there, and we also have room next to the Beta simulator for other simulators to be there as well.
Flying car companies including Joby, Beta, Lyft, Kitty Hawk, and more have or will have a presence at Springfield. Officially, electric flying cars are called eVTOLs, short for Electric Vertical Takeoff and Landing. Beta's simulator is already operational. On the day I was there, former F-16 pilot Harley Simones was showing area teachers how it works.
In conventional flight, you're an aircraft, so you push forward, nose goes down, which means the trees get bigger.
Many are excited to get a look at Beta's air taxi. It's called Alia and is designed after the Arctic tern, a bird known for its long yearly migration. Across the way, airport manager Timmerman points out where the aircraft will get its power.
And that'll be the elevated charging station for Beta's aircraft called Alia. And then you can see the charging station right here behind these conduits. Watch your step. That's where the aircraft will come in and actually be able to plug in.
Refurbished shipping containers are being converted into Beta's offices. Beta is based in Vermont. Joby and Kitty Hawk are based in California and Lyft in Texas. So why Springfield and why now? It comes down to partnerships at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, financial benefits for suburban Dayton and Ohio, and the weather. Micah Newberg does business development for aerospace and defense at the Dayton Development Coalition.
You can fly in the blue skies of California all day, you know, but when you come out here, you see the real elements and they can test in real time with their aircraft.
Ohio commissioned a study that found the global flying car market will be worth nearly $2 trillion by 2045. The annual economic impact for Ohio is estimated at $13 billion. Wright-Patterson is just 20 minutes away, and the Air Force wants to test and evaluate the technology for military and commercial purposes. Part of the plan is to establish a National Advanced Air Mobility Center of Excellence. Jason Henderson is Director for Federal Affairs at the Dayton Development Coalition.
So that not only can you do research and development, but you can carry on the flight testing out here and eventually build a large supply chain ecosystem that supports this industry.
The hope is Greater Dayton will benefit. The region already has over 250 aerospace suppliers. The Dayton Development Coalition is talking to area hospitals who may see flying cars as a way to deliver organs or get EMS crews to the scene of an accident quicker. The coalition says companies like Amazon and UPS could benefit too. Elaine Bryant is with both the coalition and Jobs Ohio. She's a former Air Force engineer who underscores the importance of flying cars in southwestern Ohio, calling it the third revolution in flight. The first being the Wright Brothers manned flights and the second the jet engine.
So we're really excited. We have three of the biggest names right now for this industry coming here not only to work on their own but also to collaborate and to really make this a center of excellence that it is.
Remote air traffic towers could help. Ohio is working in collaboration with the Department of Transportation and Jobs Ohio to bring the technology here.
What that will do is help to expand our ability to do a lot of not just the testing, but as we look to the future for urban traffic management, of managing the traffic that these flying cars and this industry is going to bring. And we're really excited because we're going to start here in Springfield, and Kent State are the first two sites, and then we're going to connect to the Capitol through Columbus.
On this windy day, the Dayton Development Coalition's Newberg looked long-term.
This type of technology truly has the potential to change modern-day society by being able to connect rural environments with the urban city life.
And Southwest Ohio wants to keep the flying car business here through testing and manufacturing. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.